This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Lamed Beis, chapter 32 in Tehillim, in Psalms. And this one begins, L'David Maskil. This is, Maskil usually means a thoughtful psalm from David. So Rashi quotes that anytime it says L'David Maskil, that means that David Melech, King David, said it through a meturgaman, through an interpreter. Interpreter usually means that David Melech would say it quietly, and then the interpreter would say it out loud in a way that everyone would be able to hear it. I haven't checked if this theory works by all of the places it says L'David Maskil, but here particularly perhaps we could understand that, because David HaMelech is talking about his sins, he's talking about his averos, and you don't want to be talking loudly about your sins. That's not considered to be a way of regretting your sins if you're talking about it loudly. And in fact, that's learned from the first verse in this psalm, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Ksui Chatar. Rav Kahana learns halacha in Brachos, in Masechtas Brachos, that a person needs to be covering up their averos. It's cover up your sins. It's not something you want to be telling people about. On the other hand, in the very same psalm, in Pasuk Hey, in verse 5, David HaMelech, King David, says, Chatosi Odiacha, Mavoni Lo Chasisi. I've told you about my sins, and I have not covered up my averos. I have not covered up my sins. So here you find the very difficult but important balance between being able to articulate our sins, which is part of the tshuva process, but also being able to have the tznius, as it were, to keep it quiet, not to talk about it too much, even just to Hashem, even just to ourselves, and certainly not to boast about our sins. It's something we need to articulate, but we need to do tshuva, and we need to move on. In the book of Shemuel, which is the biography of David HaMelech, King David, it tells us about how Nosson the prophet, came to King David, came to David HaMelech, and chastised him, rebuked him about the story of Bathsheba. And it says, Vayomer David el Nosson, this is in Shmuel Beis, chapter 12, verse 13, David the king says to Nosson the prophet, Chatosi l'Hashem, I have sinned to God. Vayomer Nosson el David, and Nosson replies to David, he says, well, Gam Hashem hevir chatoscha, Hashem has removed your sin, lo samus, you will not die. David HaMelech got that information on Yom Kippur, the information that Hashem had removed his sin and that he wouldn't die, David HaMelech received on Yom Kippur, according to the Zohar, right at the beginning, in Daf Tes. And indeed, this particular psalm, which talks about how Hashem is able to remove a sin as if it never happened, the Vilna Gaon says, refers to Yom Kippur, and the Vilna Gaon says that the Shir Shel Yom on Yom Kippur, the song of the day for Yom Kippur, should be Psalm 32, that we should be saying on Yom Kippur, according to the Vilna Gaon in Maaseh Rav. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his famous book on Tshuva, on Repentance, so Rabbeinu Yonah says that when it comes to Tshuva, he says, L'chol Tshuva Timtza Slicha, this is in Shar Aleph, first portion in paragraph 9. He says, there's always going to be Slicha, always going to be forgiveness. Ach lo sitar ha-nefesh tovar sholem, Leos avonos kilehayu, but that doesn't yet mean that you've purified your neshama to the point where it's as if the averos don't exist at all. Zulosi kashiyatar adam es libo, until a person is able to purify their hearts. V'yochin es rucho, and prepare their spirit kashir esbar, like I'm going to explain. And he says this all comes from the verse in our psalm, Ashrei adam leyachshev Hashem leovain. Fortunate is the person who Hashem will not even consider them as if they have a sin. And Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain that that's like clothing. You could have a clothing that gets dirty and you remove the dirt, but there's still a stain, and then there's still a trace of a stain. And Rabbeinu Yonah says true tshuva makes it as if there was never any stain at all. Like that stain is completely and gone and missing, as if it never happened. That's true tshuva. And the Rambam says something different, similar in different words, in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva and the laws of tshuva, that there's a point in tshuva where it's as if we never did the sin at all. There's a little bit of a question here, because the same Rabbeinu Yonah writes this, that it's as if you never did the sin at all, also writes in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of chapter 3, he writes that a person's sins are always there on their docket. You know, when they come up to Shemayim, they're gonna have a record, and the sins are always going to be there. They'll always be on the record. So how does that work? Either you can remove your sins, or you can't remove your sins. So Yerushalmi Shvadron says an interesting thing. He says the sin, the part of the sin that's causing a separation between you and God, so that you can remove it. It's not part of your neshama anymore. It's not part of your soul. That sin is completely removed. He said, but it's still on your docket. It's still going to be there. When someone reads your biography, it's going to be in your biography that you did that sin. And he says, sometimes that might actually look good for you. Look, this is what he did, this is what she did, and look where they've come from it. So he says, the neshama, we can completely purify, get rid of. The resume, it's always going to be on there somewhere. You can't really expunge your record. That's how Yerushalmi Shvadron puts it. The Shav Shmaitza, in his introduction, he puts it a little bit differently. He says that what happens is when a person expunges their sins, he says they recreate themselves. So he says, for example, Adam Rishon, Adam, was created by God and he was supposed to live forever. Then he sinned. So then he did tshuva, he repented, and he recreated himself. His newly recreated self had no sins. But his newly recreated self also couldn't live forever because it was a newly recreated self, wasn't the same self that Hashem had made. So in other words, you can get rid of your sins, but you're not going to be exactly the same person afterwards. But I saw a very nice thing. There's a sefer on Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, and the Rambam Laws of Tshuva, and called La Dovke B'Tshuva, and he goes through all these this idea, and he brings the various sources. But then he brought it to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote in the margin, and he has it. He says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Hakol bidei shamayim, everything's in the hands of heaven. In other words, it's true that we could talk from today till tomorrow about, was the sin expunged? Is it still on your record? He says, you just do tshuva. You just get rid of that sin. And David Mel said, it's like it never happened. The rest of it, he says, that's all in the hands of Hashem. If you're like a newborn that's been born, and the same newborn, a new newborn, he says, that's all bidei shemayim. And that actually segues well to the end of this, or actually it's verse 6 in the same psalm, where David HaMael says, Azos yispalel kol chosid elecha leis mitzo. Everyone should daven about this. You have to daven to Hashem. What Yerushalmi Shvadron says, that's ultimately what's going to change everything, is if you get rid of the sin, but then you also pray. And what are we praying for? The Gemara in Brachos says very beautifully, it says, you got to pray for everything. You have to pray. It could be referring to preparing for a proper wife. It could be praying for the fact that you're going to be able to study Torah. It could be praying for the way a person's going to die, that they should die in a painless way. It could be praying for the fact that somebody is going to be around to bury you after the right time. Or it could even be praying that a person will be able to find a restroom when they need one. Those are the five examples that the Gemara in Brachos brings, which brings out the point that everything is up to prayer. We could be in our lives at a point where we think everything's under control, who we're going to marry, how we're going to die, our health, who's going to bury us. But we know from history, and not so distant history, that it's not even known what's going to be after a person passes away. It's not even known what's going to be at the end of a person's life. And it's amazing how when a person can't help themselves anymore, things that they've never expected come together to make sure that they get the chutra liyoda, umara lekvura, they get the people taking care of their last needs. And he says, azos yispalel kol chasid. So to sum it all up, we have a mizmor of teshuvah. We have a psalm of repentance. It's done in a quiet way because nobody wants to talk about repenting or their sins. But and it hints to the fact that a person can recreate themselves, get rid of all their sins, but the sin may or may not somehow be on their record. It talks about the fact that we need to pray about everything. And then we have maybe the most important line of all. It says, Vaboteach b'Hashem, chesed yisov avenu. If we can get past all the philosophy and we trust in Hashem, you'll be surrounded by chesed, you'll be surrounded by kindness. Simchu b'Hashem v'gilu tzadikim. Be happy with Hashem. Be joyous. Tzaddikim, righteous people, should just be joyous. And then he introduces the next psalm, which we'll see soon with Hashem's help. Varninu kol yishrei lev, and all people who are straight-hearted, who are thinking straight, thinking about what Hashem wants, they should all rise up in song. Everyone be well.